Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.
So, former Miss SA Natasha Ubeth got married, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
She has now gone on honeymoon. She's gone to Mauritius.
Mm-hmm.
And people even know which hotel she's checked into.
Whoa.
Yeah. It did get me thinking, though, because we were speaking about holidays earlier on.
Yeah.
And generally, when kids are on holiday, I used to just either go to my cousin's house or I stay at home. But these days, I see that some parents like to take their kids somewhere. So they will literally go away to a destination or they'll go to Sun City, etc. and so on. And it got me thinking, you know, there are people that choose to spend their money on experiences.
Mm-hmm.
They will travel, they'll leave the country, and then they'll come back broke, but they'll be like, ah, but I've got that memory.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are others that choose to spend their money on tangible things, like I'm going to buy furniture, I'm going to buy a TV, I will upgrade my life in terms of buying non-perishable goods.
Mm-hmm.
Which person are you and why?
I'm a bit of both, but when it comes specifically to my son, I value more experiences with him than anything else, because he's growing up, man. All this material stuff, in the greater scheme of things, is going to mean nothing to him. But when you have formulated memories with him, that is something that's going to stay with him for the rest of his life.
If you had asked me as a kid, do I want a video game or a bicycle, or do I want to go to Sun City, I would have chosen a bicycle all day, every day.
But that's the thing. That's why I'm saying, for me, it's a bit of both, because he does get the best of both worlds. You know, when you want material, if it's within my means, you'll still get it. But what I value personally with regards to him is the creation of memories.
As a kid, you want those video games, but let's say you did go to Sun City and you didn't have a choice. Those would be some of the memories that you cherish, that you still have till you die.
Of course.
And you don't realize that's what you need as a kid, or that, you know, that holiday is going to have such a huge impact in you. So there was a point in my life where I wouldn't see myself spending certain amounts on holidays, but now I'll choose a holiday over anything. There's nothing like memories, man. Mm. It's just, yeah, you know, memories. I can't explain them.
They can't be taken away from you.
You can't. Things are things. And I think you get to a place in life where you're happy with the things you have. And you could always upgrade things. Mm. But I'd choose a memory over anything. Of course, it doesn't make sense if I don't have a car and I spend 200,000 rands going to Europe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I've got a car and I'm happy with it, I'm not upgrading it. I'm going on a holiday. Mm.
So why do you make the mistake of thinking memories can only be made in paradise? You can chill with your friends and have a braai, and that's a memory.
Yeah.
You can go to your aunt's house and chill with your cousins.
Yeah.
That's a memory.
No.
Hmm. Yes. That's
why I have a problem with people who are always in the club every week spending like 50 grand, for example, on bottles of Hennessy. 10 years, 30, 40 years down the line, you won't even remember that day because you did it so many times. But with that same 50 grand, you guys could pool and have half a million and have an amazing time in paradise, because it's not a place you frequent. That's why you create memories in paradise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I don't know about clubs. Obviously, clubs are not what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
but
no,
if you're at home,
you
can gather with your friends and create the most blissful memories.
Yeah, I'm personally a homebody. I wouldn't choose a holiday over anything. I'd rather buy things, and I like hosting family.
Mm.
So I will stay home, make my home very comfortable for me, and host those very close to me. So everybody will come to me, we'll braai, I'll cook for everybody. That's what I like doing.
Yeah,
but I will not travel for anything. I do it just to be a good sport, but also because as journalists, for the longest time, before, we used to travel with the president, and then he's got maybe a three-nation tour or something. Then 1 minute you're in Nigeria, the next you're in Saudi Arabia, you're doing all these things. It's too much. And I know there's a difference between traveling for work and traveling for leisure or something, you and your family. But for me, I would prefer things. I like to make my home very comfortable. I can stay the whole weekend inside. Come and visit me, or I'll visit your place. Mm. Let's braai. Those are beautiful memories. Have a bit of champagne. It's fine.
But that's because you have traveled for work.
Mm.
So, for example, even with me, like from 2005 maybe to 2009, at MTV, we used to do maybe 36 countries a year.
You see. Mm.
So there's very little parts of the world that I haven't seen. So that part has been ticked off, and you know, we mentioned things like, yeah, I've been there. I'll go back and just roll with you, but I don't have a desire to, like, go see what things are like.
I hear you. But, I mean, I've traveled extensively as well because of having worked in the IT space where you would travel and da da da. But there are countries that I feel like I may have been to that country, but I didn't quite explore it the way I want to explore it now as an adult, because I probably went there when I was young and all I cared about was clubs. Now I want to go there and actually get to see the culture of the place. So sometimes you travel even to a place you've been to, but for now, a different reason, a different perspective.
you know what I do?
Yeah.
When I travel, even when I went to Brazil, I still go to the mall and I go and shop. I will find my favorite shops that are in center. Seriously. I would do the same thing.
I get you.
The brands that I like, I find that more with those ones. Yes. Then I'm there. That's what I'll do the whole day. So there's no point.
No, I get you.
So give us a shout. What person are you? Are you going to spend on memories, experiences, or are you going to spend your money on non-perishable goods and stay your behind at home? 086-000-00959.
I try to balance it out, but I think quite recently, with my son having about 2 years to go before he goes to university, I'm trying to get us to travel as a family as much as possible, because looking at myself, I realize most of those moments that I missed with my parents, and I just want to create some memories so that one day when he's old enough, he won't have, you know, to start from scratch and start visiting places that I feel like he should have visited when he was young, like I am. I think places like Warwick Cape Town, I should have done them when I was much younger, and right now I should be doing more my Europe. So yeah, that's my take on it. If I can spend money on something, I'll spend it on a memory.
Okay.
I would like to say I go out with my family a lot. Every year I go vacation. The goal is to create memories. Vacation, one and two. Currently they are 9 and 8. Every year we go on vacation. The goal is to create memories.
H.
Holidays, Uncle C's holidays. I was so fortunate growing up that our parents could afford to do that. Gave me the opportunity to actually travel all 9 provinces in South Africa. And now that I'm older, I'm experiencing them differently. And certain places that I'll go to where I went when I was younger, definitely like feel so nostalgic. So holidays.
So when you were younger, there used to be school trips as well. So I don't know if they still do those now. But school trips were also another way for kids to travel, and they're traveling with their peers, but it's also educational.
True.
Yeah.
That thing depends on the kids' age. So usually when they are around the before their teens, it's usually toys that make them happy, you know. They will not remember their experiences that much. It's usually toys, teaching them manners, teaching them types of foods. And then when they get to their teens, then you just mix a little bit of both. But definitely after their teens, obviously then they will need more experiences. That's where you need to teach them experience, because they will remember that a lot.
Where's CJ? Mina, I love traveling. Yo, I love traveling. It's just I can't afford overseas yet, ne? Mara, I love traveling. Take me to the beach anytime. Yo, njabla, yay. And then the same park has bitten my daughter Ute for her 16th birthday. I need to take her to Cape Town. And that's where we're going. We're going to Cape Town, Siemens in Abanda, yo. So traveling for me, material things, we'll get them. It's fine, we'll get them. Since I save a footy for 12 months and get them.
Well, maybe here's another thing. It's also where you grew up. Because, see, now we grew up in Durban. Literally, that was where people used to come to vacation, right? I remember during holidays, we used to call you guys Barleys. Because all the cars would be down. Back in the day, it was like Transvaal number plates. And then later, it became GP number plates. But, man, Beach Road used to be so packed. Because everybody was down there to come to the beach, right? Whereas, you know, we could go to a beach any day, anytime, almost every day if you wanted to. And then also you had like Mini Town. You had basically every place you wanted to go to, right? The Wheel, back when it was still popping, downtown Durban. So maybe that's why.
I remember when we were in the US, in LA, and Mac G wanted to go to Compton so bad. And the locals are like, why do you want to go to Compton of all places? You're in America and you want to go to the hood.
Oh, man.
Morning, seize the world. This is Letu here. I mean, that guy's a bit of both, hey, a bit of both. I love staying at home, hosting, but I still love traveling, the memories. memories for me, memories. But yeah, imali mivuma sihambeni siphumeni sihambeni siphumeni.
Now I would say a bit of both, ne. Ke di rata di bright chillers with friends, they are nice, but ke rata tsela haholo. I love creating memories. I'm just broke for now. Emphasis on for now. Yeah, I'm just broke for now. Because my Airbnb app and my booking.com app have so many saved accommodations. Keep it to rather again. Whenever I killing sharp, I get to travel. I say, yo, no chin I get chalet fella, but now I think I love traveling more.
As soon as you bounce back from sales economy, you're out in the streets.
Memories all the way. But then with my wife, it's a total opposite. Yes, memories for her sometimes, but I'm sure that she will choose to spend money, buy things for home, and then we can be home. Like, we are total opposite. I'll take the last money and go create memories somewhere out there with my family. So for me, it's memories, memories, memories all the way.
Let me tell you, there's nothing better than having a wonderful home where you've got everything you need. You don't need to walk out the gate. Sometimes you don't even need to walk out the front door. If you can, start with that.
Yes, I was one of those. Growing up, my dad was a professional driver, truck driver to be exact. So there were times when my cousin and I would travel with him. So I traveled the country quite a bit. I think that's where my love for traveling came. Actually, now I feel like my daughter is only two. So going places with her, I feel like might not be creating memories for her, but just for myself and taking photos. So I am more on a bit of both. I like good things, but also travel.
Ideally, I'd prefer to start sorting out home first. Make sure home is comfortable. Ukuthi even on the day when you're sick, awuguliswa ukuthi amashita yakhlaba yabo. Then after that, travel. And just create memories, have fun. Because, I mean, experience is much better than possessions. But whatever you have, you must just make sure that you're comfortable. No matter when they lock down, you know, would see at home you are sorted. You are not insisting on going out when you're not supposed to be.
Yeah, no, 100%. Make the home a resort, basically.
Definitely memories. 3 years ago, we went to Durban with the kids, and the little one was about one, and it was hectic. That guy. On the flight back, it wasn't great. So we haven't traveled that far since, but this year we're planning to try again, and hopefully it'll be nice.
Morning sees the world. So for me, it's actually on both. I will do experiences, travel, concerts are my thing. I'll spend money on that, but I'll also spend money on investing. I'm a hardcore investor, so I'll either buy a stock there, invest in a mutual fund, and also look at things that make my house look good. So I'm very well balanced when it comes to that.
Hi, we're in my league of streets. There's nothing else. You don't have to choose. This is good, actually.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.